Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, as already noted, the second Sunday in Advent is commonly and affectionately known in the Anglican Church as Bible Sunday. The inspiration for this comes from the Collect for the Day, which was written by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, the compiler of the prayer book in the 16th century. He was a man deeply committed to Holy Scripture and expended a great deal of energy and capital to make the Bible accessible to every Christian. This comes through in the preface that he wrote for the Great Bible, one of the earliest English translations. He said, "For the Holy Ghost hath so ordered and tempered the Scriptures that in them as well publicans, fishers, and shepherds may find their edification as great doctors their erudition." He goes on to contrast the sacred writings with the high-minded works of the Greek philosophers and Latin poets when he says, "But the apostles and prophets wrote their books so that their special intent and purpose might be understood and perceived of every reader, which was nothing but the edification and amendment of the life of them that read or hear them." This desire that the Scriptures might be accessible to all was also the impulse for an increase in the availability of education. The English reformers wanted average people to be able to read and benefit from the Bible. It is a sad irony in our own day that almost everyone can read and everyone has access to the Bible in their own language, but so few see any benefit in actually reading it. Our collect for the day, which draws much of its inspiration from our epistle lesson, summons us back to the Scriptures. First, it sets forth the purpose for which God gave the Scriptures to us. Then it tells us how we ought to receive and appropriate them. And finally, it sets forth the benefits which we will receive by doing so. It opens with that line, "Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy Scriptures to be written for our learning." This reminds us of a great truth regarding the Bible, that it is divinely inspired. Or to say this another way, God is the ultimate source of what is written in Scripture. He moved the human authors to write what he wanted to reveal to his people. The Old Testament prophets frequently said when they delivered their message, "Thus saith the Lord." The apostle, St. Paul, said, "All Scripture is inspired by God." And St. Peter likewise tells us that that in Scripture, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. These statements collectively remind us that Scripture comes to us from God. And a byproduct of this truth is that we can trust what is written therein because God is trustworthy. I cannot think of a greater challenge to the contemporary church than this. Unlike our predecessors in the faith, most people today do not believe that God is the ultimate source of Scripture, and this is likely the cause for them not taking the time to read it. Many seminary professors and ministers are the cause of this doubt in the minds of God's people, and one day they'll have to answer for causing such doubt. I'm here to tell you that Scripture is completely trustworthy because it comes to us from God himself. Furthermore, the opening line of the collect reminds us that God caused Scripture to be written for our learning. This phrase is drawn from our epistle lesson this morning, where St. Paul said, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." What are we to learn, you might ask? Well, simply stated, we are to learn of our redemption through Jesus Christ. Both the Old and New Testaments are intended to lead us to him. Following our theme of Advent, the Old Testament was given to Israel to lead them to look and long for their Messiah. And the New Testament leads us also to look for him to return to us in glory. In brief, the scriptures lead us to look for the blessed hope of everlasting life, which comes to us through our Savior, as St. Paul tells us. Secondly, the collect tells us how we are to receive and appropriate this great gift from God. Grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. Here we have a series of verbs listed in ascending order, which take us from hearing the scriptures to assimilating what they teach into our lives. This begins with hearing scripture. St. Paul told his junior bishop, Timothy, "Until I come, give attention to the public reading of scripture." Our prayer book appoints multiple lessons for every Sunday and holy day throughout the year, as well as in the daily lectionary, which we follow in morning and evening prayer. This demonstrates the importance of reading and hearing scripture in our tradition. We give great emphasis to reading the Bible in worship because we know, as St. Paul tells us, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The collect also encourages us to mark and learn what is written therein. These verbs remind us of the need to be attentive when we hear and read scripture. We need to recognize that God has something to say to us, and we ought to pay attention to learn what that is. In our fast-paced and frantic world, this is becoming more and more difficult. We need to slow down, take a break from our busy lives, and seek to hear from God by reading and listening to the Bible. If you're too busy to listen or read the Bible, you're too busy. And the collect asserts that we also need to inwardly digest what we read and hear. The analogy here is that reading scripture should be like eating. In the same way that we eat food and it is assimilated into our body to nourish us, so should the message of Holy Scripture be taken in and digested in such a way that it nourishes our souls. This is consistent with the words of our Lord, who said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." The collect then concludes by enunciating the benefits which we will receive from engaging with Holy Scripture. "That by patience and comfort of thy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ." If there's anything that our dark world needs today, it is comfort and hope. Our culture is filled with sadness and despair. It's all around us. And God's answer to these problems are comfort and hope, specifically the comfort and hope that come from his Son, our Lord. So during this season of Advent, in which we are called to prepare ourselves to meet Christ at the creche and at his second coming in glory, let us recommit ourselves to the diligent hearing and reading of God's word. May we read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it. Because God's answer to the sadness and despair that we experience in this life is the return of our Lord, who has promised to right every wrong and to make all things new. The scriptures will lead us to him if we will listen to them. May God help us to see that his word is a gift to every single Christian to instill us with comfort and hope. Amen. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."